Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here it is, today's commentary.
Well, Michael, a lot did happen over the weekend, but it is compounded by all the other things that are happening, and this really has to do with Biden's foreign policy. And it's not just one thing. I mean, it is truly, this goes back to Robert Gates in his book. He said he's not made a single foreign policy decision that's correct in his entire career. So let's just review where we are now and the problems that it's creating. Biden seems to be determined to do a deal with the Iranians. The Iranians keep upping the ante. They are now demanding, and Biden appears to be acquiescing, that he's going to take the death squad that used to be run by Soleimani, which is an Iranian death squad. And Trump put them on the terrorist list. Biden is now determined to take them off the terrorist list, even though it was that organization that killed Americans in Iraq, and it is that organization that still spreads terror throughout the Middle East. Particularly, Biden also now has lifted the sanctions on the Houthis, and now the Houthis have sent missiles into the refineries in Saudi Arabia. And Biden does nothing. So when the Middle East countries look at Biden, they're looking saying, what are we talking about here? There's no rhyme or reason literally to his policies. Then you look at what he's doing with the Ukraine, and every time when Kamala Harris went to Europe, she made a complete fool of herself, but that wasn't news. Kamala Harris is a fool. And everybody kind of knows that, because under any kind of pressure at all, she just launches into that silly cackle of hers, and then proceeds to give a dumb answer. And so so now you have Biden, who now says, well, I can't send Kamala Harris over there. She might make a fool of herself and say stupid things. So Biden goes and does exactly the same thing. So let's just look at what Biden has done recently. Biden equates Ukrainian refugees to the people flooding across our southern border. It's as if he thinks there is a war, an active war going on south of our border, which is not the case. But yet he equates the two. He says that we will respond in kind to if there's a gas tax or a chemical tax by the Russians. He says we'll respond in kind. Then he walks that back. Then he calls Putin a war criminal. He calls him a war criminal. And then he walks that back. And then he says that Putin needs to go. He needs to, for God's sakes, this man needs to no longer be the leader. And then he has to walk that back, and then they scream at him and said, are you calling for regime change? This is on another occasion, and he says no. And then the last one is that he says that he never said the purpose of sanctions was to deter. And that's what he said all along. And so I literally spent part of this weekend, Michael, trying to find one intelligible thing that our president has said in regard to the Ukraine that makes any sense at all. And every step along the way, the very first thing he did was, what did he do when first of all, he said, well, if they invade, it depends on the size of the invasion as to whether or not we'll react. Then he walked that back. And then the very first thing when Russia invaded was he offered Zelensky asylum, because Joe Biden believed that Putin would take the Ukraine in a matter of days. Putin believed he would take the Ukraine in a matter of days, and I believe the two had had a conversation ahead of time, and as far as Biden was concerned, it was okay. And this is a little bit like mafia families, the old line organized crime families in New York, where each had their own turf, and as long as one of them didn't encroach on the turf of another, then all the crime families were okay with whatever the crime lords did within their own territory. And that seems to be the way that Biden is viewing the world today. And it is absolutely tragic. There's no other word for it.
Well, absolutely tragic. And that is our commentary for Monday, March 28th, 2022.